listening to Cougar Sports with Ben Krenel, and it's time for Cruitin' the Cougars, an inside look at the latest news on the recruiting trail surrounding Cougar athletics.
Welcome back, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Krenel, broadcasting live from our Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com studio. Stop living with ED, live without it today at Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com. This segment of Cruitin' the Cougars is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy Sports, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports right now. It's also the fastest growing app in the industry. March Madness is upon us, but I also like playing NBA games. I like playing, there's all manner of games you can play on this, but March Madness is here, so maybe you're more inclined to get into the pick'em. It's an easy and fast way to get in on the action. If your bracket's already busted, you can still win some money after that first weekend of the NCAA tournament. College basketball pick'em is here. Go to pick'em tab on the Underdog Fantasy website or app. Pick whether your player will have a higher or lower stat total in their upcoming tournament matches. I like to pick the teams and the players that I'm familiar with. You can too. Talk about a way to get back at your buddies, right? You can even get into the rivals' picks as well and compete with them. Pretty cool to see that. I've competed with friends and family members on it. You can too. And so check it out today. Sign up today with your promo code ESPN960. Get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them on the App Store. Don't forget, register with my promo code ESPN960 to get your first deposit doubled up to $100. You got to be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play at all? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.npcgambling.org. Let's get out to the hotline. Welcome in my guy, my dude, Moose Bingham, former BYU kicker, punter extraordinaire, and the VP of sales for PrepWarm.com. Moose, how you living, man?
Benjamin, I'm living great. Just got up from St. George. It was delightful down there. I freaking love our state. It's so much fun. You can be in this nice, sunny area one day, and then you can be skiing the slopes the next. I mean, how blessed are we to be living in this state?
Hashtag blessed, Moose. I feel like BYU's kicking game is not hashtag blessed right now. A lot of competition right now with formerly four kickers, Will Farron, Matthias Dunn. We have Justin Smith, the incumbent, and Cash Peterman wasn't even mentioned by Kalani Sitake as competing at that place kicker spot. I thought it was interesting. But, how important, real quick, foundational, and I know you're a little biased here, but how important is place kicking in the game of college football?
Oh, it's just a third of the game. Special teams are huge in and of itself. But if you want an edge on an opponent where you're pretty evenly matched, the kicking game is what's going to make the difference. Punting and kicking is where you're going to win games because a lot of these teams are very evenly matched with BYU. I can see BYU winning four games. I can see BYU winning eight games or possibly more, and that's going to come down to the kicking. It's a huge gamble to not have an established kicker, which is very difficult to have, and someone that you trust. So we got to get going in the kicking game, and I'm excited to see what cream rises to the top.
As am I. I'm excited, too. What does a kicking competition look like in spring ball? Like, explain exactly what is happening on a day-to-day basis, what the organization looks like, what the reps look like. Give us a brief synopsis or even an elongating synopsis of what it is that they do in order to win the job.
So there's a couple things that go into it. I've won the job on spring ball. Going in, and they're writing down every single rep you're taking. Not just live reps with a team, but your warm-up reps. Everything that's going on. How you're doing off the sticks or when there's not a live hold and snap. How you're doing with the live hold and snap. You have to have your timing down as well. You have 1.3 seconds from the time the ball moves from the center or the snapper to when the holder watches it go beautifully off your foot through the pipe. So it's really a statistics thing that's going on, and you have to be on your game all the time. Missing is not acceptable, period. So if you're missing, in practice, in games, you need to be making about 85-plus percentage of kicks. I remember the last kicking battle I was in Springbok. I made 95% and Trevor Sampson made 91%. It was intense. So any falter, what you're doing, your job could be gone, scholarships could be lost. It's a brutal, brutal position to be in. Because if you're making contact with a baseball 4 out of 10 times, you're going to the Hall of Fame. If you're 4 out of 10 times kicking, you're kicked off the team. And they go through kickers just like that. So you have to be mentally prepared, you have to be physically prepared, and your timing has to be immaculate.
Moose Bingham here on ESPN 960 discussing the kicking game, the importance of it, and where BYU is at right now. So Will Farron, Matthias Dunn, Justin Smith, maybe even Cash Peterman. I don't know. He was not mentioned in the last conversation with Kalani Sitake is competing for that job. But what do these four kickers bring to the table? What are their skill sets like? And where are you leaning right now as a favorite to win the job?
So Will Farron does a great job getting trajectory on the ball or getting it really high very quickly so it can't be blocked at the line of scrimmage. Matthias Dunn is a favorite. He has been working his tail off, gray-shirted, and he's a kid that they trust. Both of them have a little technical problems that they'll work through. And we've seen Justin Smith. The nice thing about Justin Smith, he has in-game experience kicking field goals, and he's a trusty leg. He needs to have his confidence and have his technique a little bit more refined. But all three of those guys are absolutely studs. And I believe Cash Peterman isn't on the roster anymore, so we don't need to worry about him. But I think Cash is a phenomenal kicker in and of himself as well.
Moose Bingham discussing the kicking game here on ESPN 960. Let me ask you this. What would your reaction be if Jake Oldroyd decided to take his COVID senior year and come back and continue to build on the record that he earned at Brigham as the all-time leading scorer in BYU football history?
So Jake is a phenomenal young man. He has very, very interesting technique, but he's confident in what he's doing. But any position where you've had a three-year starter, if they decided to come back, why wouldn't you accept that and be excited about it? I mean, there could be NIL deals thrown his way. As long as he doesn't participate in pro day or get an agent, I believe the door is still wide open for him. So he has a decision day coming up here, but he already has his degree, and maybe he gets that itch to come back and they ask him not to participate. I think it would help his draft stock if he came back for one more year. He could make some Christian Stewart-type demands. When Christian Stewart went through spring ball and said, I'm not doing running, I'm not doing anything else, but I will throw the ball for you guys. I think Jake can make those similar demands, and he has the same holder and snapper, so why wouldn't he come back and improve his draft stock? Because it could help him in the long run.
Moose Bingham here on ESPN 960, talking some Cougar football, spring football here on your Cougar Sports Insider Radio Network, ESPN 960, brought to you by Underdog Fantasy, Underdog Fantasy Sports. So, Moose, what other question marks surrounds this BYU football team as we're, what, midway through spring football now?
Well, some of the questions, I went to practice the other day. I want to know how the line is without Miley in the fray. I want to know what receivers are going to step up because we lost a lot of receivers. The safety position is a big question mark for me. Who's going to step up and really rise to the top on that spot? And I'm interested to see the development of the quarterback. There's more question marks than the exclamation marks right now on this BYU team, but I think they have the right staff. I think they have the right leadership where we're going to see a lot of guys make their mark at BYU starting in the spring ball. And I really want to see who's going to put pressure on the quarterback coming into the Big 12 because you've got to get pressure on that quarterback in the next little bit.
Yeah, you got to find some pressure, no doubt. I was chatting with a couple of individuals out there. I was asking who stood out along the defensive line thus far through fall camp. Tyler Batty, John Nelson looked good. Jackson Cravens also has looked really good. Nice Samaje's had a good offseason. A couple of other guys, kind of the young bucks or the transfers, new Celestine, the Weber State transfer, and then Blake Mangelson got some praise from some of the coaches. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that it's only up for here on the D-line, to be honest with you. I think the attacking philosophy is going to help a lot of these guys out. And I love the experienced guys they brought in, the kids from Boise State. I love the Cravens kid. I wanted him at BYU from the get-go. But Utah got him and Boise State got him. So it's going to be really interesting because it's mix-and-match group of guys right now. But I think that they're going to come together and gel together because Sione Pua does a great job with those D tackles. And I am just so excited to see what guys really establish themselves as leader on the D defensive line.
Yeah, as am I, no doubt about it. Moose Bingham here on ESPN 960. Moose, it seems like BYU has been very active in recruiting. There's been a number of reports regarding Utah and Utah State transfers to BYU in this next portal season. What have you been hearing? Are those rumblings accurate? Are those true?
Well, they're not true until someone signs an LOI.
Sure.
But I have heard rumblings from all over the place. I've heard rumblings from almost every single school in the country because who wouldn't want to play for Jay Hill? Who wouldn't want to play for Kalani Sitake? Who wouldn't want to play for A-Rod and K-Pop and Fessy? I mean, I freaking love this coaching staff. I'm heading to the coaching clinic that they're putting on Thursday because I'm just excited because I gained so much knowledge and I feel like a better person whenever I'm around them. And why wouldn't these kids feel that same way unless they don't have a pulse?
Amen. Hallelujah to that. Moose Bingham talking some Cougar football here on ESPN 960. Are there any positions of need that you would say need to be targeted in the transfer portal the next go-around? We know Aaron Roderick is targeting a few wide receivers, maybe an offensive lineman as well offensively. What about defense?
So defense, if there's one of those elite rushers that you can find, I know Utah State just lost a guy that had 10 sacks last year. That could be interesting. I know that there's guys that are coming and going, and each of these guys come with a price. I like that you're talking with Russ White and what type of price they're fetching from the NIL area and what happens in recruiting because you need a general manager nowadays. And I think Justin Anderson does a great job as the ergo general manager and recruiting coordinator. So what type of resources do these guys need thrown at them? Because you have people like USC that are just buying teams now. So if they're buying a team, what do you need to put on the field to really combat that? And it's not like USC haven't been doing that for the past millennia. So we're going to see what happens in this next little go-around with the NIL and with what's going on. I'm just excited to see it, Ben.
As am I. Moose Bingham, ladies and gentlemen, here on ESPN 960. Moose, what else have you been working on? I know there's a lot of people out there that want to get recruited. How can they get recruited? What offerings do you have for them to help navigate the recruiting waters?
So, some of the things I've been doing is TikTok.
Yes, you have.
How to get recruited. That's been really funny. Harvey Long, he comes into my office and we'll make a TikTok a day or so. But the biggest thing is Football Recruiting Pro. I mean, for $10 a month, there's not a better deal in the world to educate yourself about the recruiting landscape because it's so complicated now and understand where you're standing. Because I've talked to parents, they're like, my son's going D1, and I'm like, your son has as much chance of going D1 in a position other than kicker as I did, which is zero. So let's find the right spot for you. Let's find out where your son actually measures up. And one of the big things is watching film on kids that did go D1. Do you look like Britton Covey in high school? You might look like him outside of the football field, but if you look like Britton Covey inside the lines, we're working with something. If you don't, let's move on and find a school with your skill set and a place where you're going to thrive. Nothing makes me more sad than a kid that takes a PWO that'll never see the field and is just a tackling dummy for years. I need me some Ben Crittles with some grit that can get on the field and make an impact for generations.
Yeah, I love it. I love the mindset, Moose. Couple last things before we let you go. It's a transfer portal world we're living in right now, and I think there's been a net positive for BYU. There's no doubt. without Keaton Slovis, there may be some question marks in the quarterback room. I do like Jake Retzlaff. I do like Cade Fennigan a lot. Keaton is a boon to this BYU offense. He's been labeled as the real deal thus far. What did you see from him down at fall camp? Do you believe he's the real deal for Cougardom?
So for right now, I do. When the bullets start flying, it may be different. We'll see. But he's also going with not a full squad as well. But I've seen him making great decisions. I see A-Rod playing to his game. I can't doubt A-Rod's decision-making as a play caller. He's been phenomenal. I can see the receivers taking a step up with him back there. And I think that it's just a great fit all around. Keaton Slovis is a great kid, and I think with Dr. Skylar Mayne there too, he's getting a lot of help with injuries that could have been bugging him. So I think BYU's finally dialed in right, has the right team for a plug-and-play quarterback, which what Keaton Slovis is. I'm so excited about him and his career, and I think he'll be a great representative for BYU in the future in the NFL.
There you go. Moose Bingham on the line. Moose, what's the best way to follow you and support you?
Oh, Twitter is solid, at MooseB90. TikTok, at Moose Bingham. I mean, there's just a lot of ways, but Twitter's probably your best shot. Come on, I always share some good, clean family fun, and it's always a blast. Unless it's that Aaron Kevin guy. That guy ticks me off.
Oh, yeah, that's my final question. Give me your overall thoughts on Mr. Aaron. For those that have not perused my social media account and want to, Aaron says his pet peeve is parents letting their kids prioritize other things over young men's and young women's weekly activities. Your son is not going to play in the NFL, but they sure look like they are struggling in the church. Why don't you help them prioritize young men or over high school football? Some young men and women are skipping church, youth activities, or cutting time in order to participate in soccer leagues or to pursue various entertainments. Some young people are amusing themselves to death spiritually. Spiritual death. For everyone bringing up balance in this conversation, this is what most of the boys really involved in sports balance look like. This is the point I'm trying to make. A lot of these kids are struggling finding that balance. I don't care whether it's sports, homework, or video games. He states that it's 2 to 3 hours of maybe seminary, 2 hours of church, 1 hour of come follow me, but then 10 to 15 hours of practice and 1 to 2 hours of games weekly. Your thoughts?
So for me, there's a good, better, best. I think that church is a better, honestly, better than video games or whatever else. I think sports is best. If you want to really form a great human being, I think athletics does that. It helps you get in shape. It helps you do everything you need to. And it helps you form a friend group where you can be a positive impact for what's going on. Honestly, without high school football, I never would have gone on an LDS mission. Jay Hill, who's the current defensive coordinator, he's the one who kind of forced my hand. He's like, hey, Moose, if you're to come to Utah, you have to go on an LDS mission. I think it's going to help you in this way, this way, this way, this way. It wasn't my church leaders that did that. It was Jay freaking Hill. My life would be vastly different without football, and I've seen it create more positives than young men's and young women's in my life. Other people, it could be different. That's totally fine. We're all children of God down here, and that's awesome. But without football, I would not be an active LDS member of the church. I don't think my life would be what it is today. And it makes me sad that people take perspectives of football where they haven't participated in it and they don't understand that realm and what's going on with it. Because if you don't play football, I don't think you've lived a full life here on this earth and you haven't found an ability to create grit like people who have played football have.
Love that perspective. Moose Bingham here on ESPN 960. Moose, we'll catch up with you later. Thanks for hopping on.
Anytime, Benjamin. I'm just excited to see what Russ White has to say. I'm chomping at the bit.
Love it, buddy. Yeah, Russ White going to join us next to talk Royal Blue Collective, name, image, and likeness. What's new in that game in order to attract the best athletes in the business? But that was Moose Bingham in a Crouton the Cougar segment, kind of a Keeping Up with the Cougar segment brought to you by Underdog Fantasy, Underdog Fantasy Sports. Check it out today. Download it today. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest-growing app in the industry. March Madness is upon us. Choose, check out, and compete in the college basketball. Pick 'em is the fastest way to get in on the action. We'll go to break. Russ is coming up next. Russ White coming up next of the Royal Blue Collective. This is Cougar Sports on ESPN 960.
Right here on ESPN 960 and ESPN 960sports.com.
Welcome back, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Criddle, broadcasting live from our Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com studio. Stop living with ED, live without it today at Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com. It is time to talk some Cougar football, name, image, and likeness. A little Michael Jackson bringing us back from the break. Always brought to you by RoyalArmyBrand.com. BYU swagger to buy fans for fans. Stay loyal to the Royal. Rep the Y the right way. Purchase all your BYU licensed apparel at RoyalArmyBrand.com. In this segment, delving into the news and notes, all of the updates in the NIL world. Name, image, and likeness kind of taking over recruiting, you could say, in college football, college basketball. We're getting into transfer portal season soon. Yes, basketball transfer portal season right now, and then into football. Ball transfer portal season here coming up after spring ball. Let's talk about it in this segment with the president of Encore Sports Media and leading the way in the NIL world at the Royal Blue Collective. Check it out today, royalbluecollective.org. We got Russ White on the line. Russ, how you living, man?
Hey, I'm good, Ben. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Appreciate you hopping on. You've been busy, I imagine, over the last few months. Give us a brief update on what you've been doing, what you guys have been up to over at the Royal Blue Collective.
Yeah, it's been busy. We expected it to be, which is nice. We launched back in December and figured it'd be kind of a race here for the next couple months to get things settled. But we're in a good spot. The athletics department has been great to work with. Our donors have been great. The fans have been great. We opened it up for fans to be involved through donations, and they've really stepped up. It's been awesome to see that come through, and we've been able to put a lot of deals in place already. We have obviously grander plans for how we're going to go ahead and rate with BYU athletes and to what level. But right now we've done probably close to 100 deals, impacting probably I would say between 40 and 50 athletes we've had involved. And you throw in there, male, female, from about 9 different sports that BYU represented. So the some of the pillars that we put out up front of trying to be there for all BYU athletes in all sports, making sure that we're making a difference across the board, I think we've been able to, at least as we started off here, hit those goals. And now we're just looking to build and take it to a larger group, keep going.
Love the momentum you guys have created over at the Royal Blue Collective. What have been some of the challenges through this process as well, and what have been, you mentioned some of those successes. What are some of the highlights as far as the Royal Blue Collective is concerned, the wins that you guys have attained?
Yeah, challenges, I think, just like we run into a couple of things, whether it's brands, groups of athletes. I think that's other than that, it's been, I would say, I guess, smooth sailing. All the athletes we've gone have done a great job representing and doing whatever they're asked to do. The people who have...
Yeah. Russ, you're kind of... Russ,
there.
Real quick, Russ, we're going to reconnect with you. You're kind of going in and out. We're getting some of what you're saying, but we're missing out on a whole lot of it. Let's reconnect really quick. I'll have Bryce... hang up and then just reconnect with you so that we can get some more insight. Check out the Royal Blue Collective, though, guys. RoyalBlueCollective.org. Connect, support, inspire. BYU student-athletes are monetizing and profiting from their name, image, and likeness. This is a chance for Cougar fans from around the world to support BYU athletes on and off the field. The Royal Blue was created with a goal of supporting student-athletes at BYU by facilitating legal and compliant NIL opportunities, as well as helping those athletes prepare for the future. building core competencies and skill sets, networking so that they can maximize their abilities on and off the field, on and off the court. Russ, we got you. You back with us?
Yeah, I'm here. It's Utah County Roads, man.
Yeah, I apologize. We weren't getting the gems that we needed. So going back to kind of the barriers and the adversities, plus combine that with the successes, the wins that you guys have been able to attain at the Royal Blue Collective.
Yeah. We haven't had as many, like I said, barriers, adversities. I think we've done this at other schools. We have some experience in it, so we've been able to navigate some of those. Also, you know, BYU's administration has been very supportive. Athletic department's been great. Coaches are excited about it, and the players are excited. So we haven't had to navigate too much. Successes, yeah, I mean, I think we've been able to reach, again, male, female athletes across a bunch of different sports, whether it's been a smaller amount or, you know, a larger amount of money. We've been able to help people with everything from registering their vehicles to paying for books to going on dates. You know, Isaac Rex, somebody that we work with, he's got a baby on the way. So any money we've gotten to him, I'm sure, is going to be well used and needed. So we're just looking for ways to help these kids in their everyday lives make some money and capitalize on the platform that they've earned.
Yeah, that's the way to go, right? I love the fact that you guys are very much involved in creating skill sets and core competencies, teaching them maybe finance, how money works. Tell us a little bit about how you guys go about doing that.
Yeah, we've done a little bit. We have a lot more coming. You know, a lot of these kids don't, and a lot of people, I guess, at their age, don't understand the intricacies of, you know, how to manage their money. If they're now taking on money in a capacity like this, are they going to have a business entity and what the tax benefits are for them in that space? So we've been able to advise on those. We've been able to help them in creating business entities and getting lined up with the right people. Pretty soon we will be launching a financial literacy course through the collective that will actually be available, obviously, for free to every athlete at BYU. So we're not just limiting it to those we're doing deals with. We also have a couple other programs resource-wise coming down pretty soon, a mental health and wellness one, and some other things that are really just resources for everyday life that we're going to get in place, and they're being funded by people that are donating, and we're going to offer them up to every single athlete at BYU, no matter which sport they're a part of, and try to make them, you know, educate them as much as we can, give them resources to help them in life, and hopefully we can help them become the whole athlete, the entire person they want to be through this experience.
Russell White on the line, Cougar Sports ESPN 960, president at Encore Marketing, leading the way at the Royal Blue Collective, royalbluecollective.org. The mission there is to deliver a premier NIL solution that enables BYU to attract and develop gifted athletes who perform at high levels in sport and become well-equipped to thrive in life, family, faith, and professional pursuits. So check it out. Go to the website. Real quick, Russ, give us a few anecdotes, right? I don't know completely your background, how involved you've been with BYU student athletes in the past, for how many years, but what are some of the experiences you've had with the special athletes at BYU? Let's feature some of them.
Yeah, for sure. So my background, I've been in the sports world my entire career, but usually been on the professional organizational side. So spent time with the Utah Jazz and the Larry H. Miller Group at the time and Real Salt Lake as well. So learned from the organizational side of things. This job has really been my first opportunity to work directly with athletes on a representation side as we kind of offered those services at Encore as well. But, learning from these kids has been amazing. Like, good examples, you know, we did a lot with Jaren Hall, and he taught us a lot about how to manage the importance of managing a schedule and his time the right way when it comes to opportunities to make money. You know, where does that fit into the grand scheme of things? Where does that fit into how he spends his time with football, with his family, with his schooling, making sure that we are in a position to properly represent that to brands. So when we create deals and bring them to them, we're doing it in a way that fits into their schedule, doesn't become overbearing, but it's really valuable. We've had opportunities with kids, at BYU. Another one that I guess an example I could give is Cody Epps. Cody is he's a firecracker, man. He's good for BYU football. He's good for BYU culture. But he's hot. He's on it. He wants to do a lot of things. He's one where you know, he'll have a need and he'll come to us and say, this is my need. How do I get it? And then we work together with him, whether it's go find the brands that can fill that need, go to the donor base and try to pull an opportunity out of that for him. But he is very much about giving back too. He asks for opportunities to speak to people. He wants to speak in front of groups, in front of groups of business owners, in front of groups of donors, whatever it is. He's willing to go out and do that to spread the message and hopefully help raise money to help other people. And he's just really been excited about what we're doing with the collective and having a place that he can be a part of and help it grow. Yeah, I mean, I think across the board, really, everything from if you can put together a deal and it can help a kid put a couple extra bucks in their pocket for dinner or for a date or to pay their mortgage or their rent, whatever that is, that makes you feel good. If you can bring a deal together that really is an amount of money that changes someone's life or has the opportunity to change their life, and then you see them manage it the right way and utilize it the right way, you feel good about, I guess, helping them set themselves up for everything else that comes after, you know, their time on the field. A massive percentage, I want to say 98%+ of these kids will never play professional sports. And so the more we can do to help them capitalize now and then prepare for what's next, I think that's really the goal, is if we can get them in a spot where they are more educated, they've got a little bit of money in their accounts and they know how to manage it, then I think we're doing our job. I think we're in a good spot.
Check it out. Go to the Royal Blue Collective, royalbluecollective.org, and learn about their mission, their vision, and how you can align with them. Russ White, ladies and gentlemen, president at Encore Marketing. And Russ, I know you're the president at Encore Marketing, but what's your title there at the Royal Blue Collective? And how many individuals are on kind of this leadership council leading the way of the Royal Blue Collective?
Yeah, so I actually don't have a title at the Royal Blue Collective. Our team at Encore has been hired by the Royal Blue Collective to operate it. So there's a group of donors who decided to launch the Royal Blue Collective. It's a board. There's seven individuals on that board. They then hired Encore to operate the collective. And we have these agreements in other collectives around the country where we then provide all the operational back end. We provide the software. We help create the opportunities. We help bring additional revenue in. We manage from that side of things kind of day to day, because a lot of these donors want to be involved in NIL. They feel like they can make a difference, but they have other jobs, other obligations. And so they come together, form the board, hire us in as a group, and then we operate everything on the back end to make it a functioning collective. So it just so happens, being here local, we get to do a little more with BYU than we do in other places. You know, we have employees that we hire at other locations. But yeah, so our status is we're just hired as operators. We don't have titles over there. But they do have a functioning board that really puts all that together and decides where the money is spent, how the money is spent, and then we just deliver it basically on our end.
Love what you're doing and how you're doing it, making a big impact in the student-athlete world. Russ, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for hopping on today.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Ben. Keep fighting the fight here. The good message that comes from NIL, we appreciate it.
It is good. There's too many good fruits to deny that NIL is it's going to be the way of the future when it comes to recruiting, but also building core competencies within the student athlete world, within these athletic departments. We'll go to break. That was a fantastic segment. Don't go anywhere. Cougar Insider Report on the flip side. This is Cougar Sports on ESPN 960.
You're listening to Cougar Sports with Ben Crittle, and it's time for a Cougar Insider Report. Now let's get that proprietary inside scoop on Cougar Sports from Crittle.
Welcome back. Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Crittle, broadcasting live from our Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com studios. Stop living with ED. Live without it today at Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com. If you're struggling with ED, why are you struggling with it? Why not get it evaluated? Why not get it treated? Pulsed wave technology is here. Cambridge study approved technology is here. All you got to do is give them a call for a free consultation, education, and ultrasound. That's right, 801-901-8000, 801-901-8000. Wasatch Medical Clinic, where they utilize the best techniques and the most clinically efficacious tools in order to get the spontaneity and intimacy back into your life. Contact them today, 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com. Cougars.com. All right, lots of news and notes to get to today. Let me give you a Cougar insider report as it pertains to some BYU football. BYU is looking at former Utah State standout A.J. Fungpachakan in the transfer portal. He was the leading tackler at Utah State last year. BYU is among several Power 5 schools in the mix, including Washington State, Minnesota, Texas A&M, Miami, and Louisville. So something to keep an eye on here, looking at a linebacker. They need help maybe at linebacker. Maybe they like what they see over at Utah State as the leading tackler. He's got one more year, I believe, of eligibility. And he's, you know, if you look at, I mean, he's obviously in the transfer portal looking for greener pastures. But you look at his stats last year, 101 total tackles, 36 solo, 65 assisted, 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and 3 passes deflected per his ESPN stats. The year prior, 55 total tackles, 18 solo, 37 assisted, 2 sacks, 1 forced, 1 fumble recovery. In 2020, he had 50 total tackles, 27 solo, 23 assisted. And then in 2019, he had 3 sacks that year as well. I mean, so he's tallied almost 10 sacks in his career, 1 forced fumble, and then another pass defended. 2019, 16 total tackles. Looked like he was mostly on special teams. But this guy's been a baller. He's a fantastic football player and definitely in the market to compete at a higher level. We'll see where he ends up. But how big of a get would this be? Well, you have Ben Bywater, you have Max Tooley, you have Ace Kafusi, you have Micah Kafusi getting reps. Isaiah Glasker, Chaz Ayu's going to be coming back. Are we as deep as we would like to be? Probably not. We have also Michael Wilson, who I really like. I think he was a little bit dinged up last time I saw him. It's hard to stay healthy. They're looking for proven talent, looking for bigger, faster, stronger guys that have played at a high level. The 6'2", 230-pounder out of Pascal, Washington, that's where he's from. He may be leaning Washington State, wants to go back to his hometown, his home state, etc. But I'm hoping BYU has a fighting chance to get A.J. on the roster. It looks like they may be in need of some linebacker health. Your thoughts on this potential addition, Bryce Larson, executive producer of Cougar Sports. How big of a get would this be? A proven guy that has over 200 tackles in his total, in his athletic career, his collegiate career. He's got almost 10 sacks. He's got 3 or 4 forced fumbles and a bevy of pass breakups. He's a ball hawk, if I do say so.
Yeah, well, BYU needs all the help that they can get, especially going into the Big 12. So the more depth that you can get, especially on the defensive side of the ball, the better for BYU. And that would be a huge pickup for the Cougars and a guy that really could come in and make some noise. But it always seems like, for some reason, I don't know why this is, whenever there's a big guy that is a BYU commit or a recruit, something always happens to him. I don't want to jinx anything or throw some bad juju anybody's way, but you always got to wait and see if these guys who have a lot of hype behind them actually tend to pan out as well. So don't want to get too overly excited.
Yeah, look, you don't want to be too emotionally invested in this, right, especially with so many Power 5 schools coming after him. Kevin Reynolds does a really nice job of breaking it all down. We invite you to read it at the Salt Lake Tribune, the sltrib.com. Through this process, AJ stated, that I've just been hearing everyone out and what their plan is for me. Because, you know, that's the most important thing for me, not going into a place that doesn't need me. That's the first thing, just looking for a place in need of my position and then going from there. He's been a full-time starter in Logan for the past 2 seasons. He originally went to Utah State as a DN, but then transitioned to linebacker because of a team need. Since then, he's bounced around positions, but he's been a playmaker from the beginning. Remember, Ben Bywater, Max Tooley coming back. You lost Keenan Peely, Peyton Wilgar. And there's a number of young bucks vying for playing time, including some tenured folk in Chaz IU. I was asked the question, hey, what's going on with Chaz? I mean, he's just trying to get healthy. So until we see where he's at as far as his health, I'm kind of keeping him out of the starting lineup until I know for a fact he's 100% healthy and ready to compete. I know he's been running around. I don't know if he's taking full reps yet in spring ball, but it's something to keep an eye on with AJ in the crosshairs of BYU amongst other Power 5 entities. We're going to go to break. That's your Cougar Insider Report brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com. Check out the pulse wave technology, the clinically proven Cambridge study technology that opens up the blood vessels, gets the spontaneity, intimacy back into your life. And if you want to feel reunited and feel good once again, check out Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com. Free testosterone with their treatments is also a fantastic benefit. We'll go to break. Coming up next, what's cooking with the Cougars? All the news and notes of the day, and then at 5:30, we'll get a Keeping Up with the Cougars segment with Nate Mickle, former BYU great wide receiver, punt returner. He's got a podcast called Mickles and Dimes, and he interviews so many high-level individuals. We'll highlight that at 5:30. Don't miss it. This is Cougar Sports on ESPN 960.